everyone, welcome back to another episode of Coffee Corner, and today is yours, episode 65. And as you can see, Bob just left, and I was trying to get him on the sofa, and I gave him a lot of treats, and he won't stay. Bob, can you come here? Can you come up here? You want a treat? You want a treat? Get up here. Get up. Up, 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 up. Okay, so he's sitting here. He is very food-driven or treat-driven, whatever. If you have a treat, he will go with you. Anyway. And he farted. See you. So for today's video, it's going to be a relatively short. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And I have a reason for that because I haven't done reading, watching, or listening to anything for a whole month. Like totally nothing. I normally read a lot and I really like podcasts. So it was pretty much my morning routine every day for 3-4 years. So I always listen to all kinds of podcasts and then learn things from those great people. And then I watch a lot of educational videos so I could learn and then things like that. And I read a lot too, English books, Chinese books. So I would really kind of taking a lot of information, and then somehow I decided to try this and also give myself a break. So for a whole month since last month, I did not read, I did not watch any educational videos to learn new information. I did not listen to any podcast, even my favorite podcasts. I did not listen to them. And all I was doing was to going through, scrolling my phone videos, whatever, short videos, right? So, you know what? I kind of, in the very beginning, it was okay. I really enjoyed it because it was like a short and it was fun, right? Right away, you could get whatever, like the pleasure, the fun out of it. But then for probably like halfway through, and I felt like tired of using my phone, and I was trying to get away from it. And then all of a sudden, I realized I got addicted to it. Like it was basically when I see my phone, I need to grab it. And right away, I will turn on any kind of video apps to just watch those short videos. Even though I'm not interested in those videos, I was still like kind of like a force of habit and watch it a lot. That is really bad. And that caused, I wouldn't say a problem. I would say, well, that has totally changed me because I'm normally a thinker. I would think a lot, good, bad, whatever. The problem with not reading, watching, or listening to meaningful stuff is I do not think. I stop thinking. When I read some information, when I see something, my first reaction is, oh, I just don't have the time. I don't have patience for that. And that is really bad. So it is a red flag for me, 100%. And this is why I've been stopping doing videos, because when you don't take any information and you really don't know what to talk about. Like right now, I have no idea what I'm talking about, actually. Bob is right there. So that is why when I got a question like this. So I sometimes people will send me messages, which I really love. Please do that. I think one question is like, how can I be talkative? How can I have something to say when I want to chat? I think it's not only about it's not only about English. I think it's about any kind of languages you want to learn or you want to use. Because first of all, when we were thinking about language, we're always thinking about pronunciation, accent, and we're thinking about grammar, we're thinking about vocabulary. Those are only pieces of the language, right? So you're learning pieces and then pieces by piece, and then you will eventually have a whole thing. But the goal of learning a language or the goal of a language is about communication. And when you're talking about communication, it is not only about how you can speak perfectly. It is about how you can communicate with your ideas clearly. Basically, you have to got something to say or to write, right? So when I was in high school, I was not a good speaker in Chinese. I was not a good writer in Chinese as well. Even though Chinese is my mother tongue and I've learned that so many years, that doesn't mean I can communicate effectively because I didn't get trained systematically. And also, I didn't read that much and I didn't use that much. Right? So I don't have enough input. How can I have a lot of output? Same thing to English, right? You need to read a lot. You need to be like sponge. You need to absorb a lot of things. And then you need to process it. You need to have your own thoughts, own ideas, own opinions on it. And then you start to practice. That's when you get your ideas out. Forget about grammar. Forget about structure. Forget about vocabulary. And forget about accent. You just need to really say it. Once you get used to talking, and that's when you gradually or consciously or unconsciously want to pay attention to using correct grammar, using good vocabulary, or wanting to have good accent, right? So first step is you need to start to use it and then gradually put a little bit here, a little bit something here, a little bit something there, right? So like cooking. And this whole month has taught me that it doesn't matter what age you're at right now or what you are doing right now, you should never stop learning. You really should never stop learning because when you stop learning, your brain stops functioning and then everything gets rusty. And that is not what you want, because when you now want to pick up your old habit or when you want to pick up a new habit, it's going to be very, very hard. So you don't have it and then you have to build it from zero. All in all, right now, I feel like everything goes back to square one, I forgot, I would check that. And I feel like, oh man, it's hard because now when I pick up my Kindle, I feel like I don't want to read anything because everything is so boring and I want to watch videos a lot. That is definitely not a good habit. Don't do that. Okay, so that is why my video has been postponed, because I really don't have anything to talk about and I didn't learn anything that I can share with you guys, and I don't feel comfortable sharing things that I don't even know. So that is why. Second question is from some of you I forgot, and then I think she or he asked me how I answered one of my interview questions, and I really like it. I've been thinking about that a lot. That question is, how would you apply your training or education to this job or to this position? And so she wants to know the answer to that. I would first, but before I give you my answer, I want to say that if you are in the university right now, or you're in a college, or you're working towards to one goal, so everything you do, you need to understand there is a purpose. It doesn't have to be relevant, but your purpose has to be close to what you want in the future. And that will help you answer this question. So for me, when I came here, I was an ESL student and I was learning English. So I had a lot of experience being a bad student, being a not smart student. I had to learn a lot of things in a very hard way, but I learned it. So that is my experience. That is also my part of training or education experience. So I talk about that. And then I started taking teaching courses, which is really related to teaching English as a second language. And then I was in the university. I was doing a course about teacher education, how to train teachers to teach English as a second language. And then I did volunteer and I had this job, that job, multiple things. So when I talk about that, it's like you have one direction, one destiny to go. And that is, everything is towards how to teach really well. So I started with my student experience. I said when I came here as an ESL student, I learned a lot of things in a very hard way. So that will help me understand how my students feel. So that would be a very precious experience, because, you know, when my students say, I don't understand, I know why they don't understand. And I can better help them with my own student experience, learning experience. And in the university, I take courses about how to teach English, and also did a research on how teachers did on their teaching, and we're talking about teacher education. Those kind of things help me understand from teacher's perspective. So I said those parts helped me understand from different perspective. And then I know there is a lot of work to do as a teacher, not only about teaching your theories that you learn from your courses, and I did that. And my volunteer jobs helped me build up my resume, of course, and also helped me learn a lot of things from different fields in the school board, in university, and in a private language school. So I get to know how systems works in the different sectors. And then I have this job, and then this job has really taught me how to teach a big size class using certain style, certain system, and that eventually lead me to this position that requires all sorts of experience. So you see, I have a very clear path to this kind of position, and all I need to do is to organize my thoughts and just dump it out. It sounds fancy, but it's really not, you know what I mean? It's more like you're talking about your resume in a very storytelling style, right? You are not reading your resume because you would never want to do that. You want to tell them how this piece of experience is very special and why you should mention that here, rather than you have a very cold resume in front of you. Say, oh yeah, in 2018 I did this. So what? Why? Remember, when you talk or when you do interview or when you communicate, every single sentence you say there, even with your writing, every single sentence there's a follow-up question. It's, why do you say this? Why do you want to mention this here? Why is that important to mention here? So that is something you have to train yourself to do. That leads to another question is, my student, we're talking about IELTS speaking, and then he said it's very hard for him to expand his knowledge to talk more. It feels like everything just kind of got stuck in a superficial part. And I said, here is how you can train yourself to do it, is think about one thing. So I'm gonna grab one thing. So okay, how about my remote? So this is a remote, and you start to talk about remote. Superficial facts about the remote is this is a black, this is a tiny, it's easy to control the TV, and you can choose whatever you want. That is a superficial facts. But what is there any deeper meaning of using remote? Well, you can talk about the advantage of using that, disadvantage of using that. Is any improvement about it, or is any negative effect on your health? Or negative effect on someone else, or would this affect your relationship, or any kind of things that you can think about. One step at a time, and gradually you will get used to the way you think, and then it can become more complicated. And when you talk, you will be more familiar, you'll be more comfortable with the way you talk about one thing. So you won't get stuck to the superficial facts. That is my answers to those questions. Other than that, I really don't know what to talk about, so I guess I'm gonna just stop right here. My apology. So I promise you next video will be good. So Bob will be here maybe. And the problem is, no, the problem is now I'm teaching summer class from 9 to 2:30. And nonstop, I only have 30 minutes for my lunch. And I'm a slow eater. And every day during lunchtime, I feel like I'm fighting a war or something. And after, so I'm teaching low levels again, and I talk a lot, and I'm exhausted by the end of the day. So that is why I also don't want to do a video. So, but next week is my last week, and I have better plans for videos. I will do more. I will try to upload at least one video a week to keep up with, to keep everybody posted. Other than that, I think that's it. Yes. And Also, you're more than welcome to leave your questions or any topics you want me to talk about. And that will help me a lot, because then I can get some ideas from you guys, because you guys are brilliant. One person is just one person. So if I have many people there with many ideas, I can have many more videos. So help me out. Okay, and that is for everything today. Hope you like it. Hope you're still with me, even though Bob is not here. Peace out.